energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the sense of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
18 hours on Phoenix FM, time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headline. Government approves a 6-monthly HIV prevention injection. 29 PF MPs endorse Brian Mundubile for party presidency. And in global news, Kenya demands a safety for its citizens after Tanzania's post-poll crackdown. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Government has approved the 6-monthly injectable antiretroviral drug lenacapavir for HIV prevention. Announcing the development at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima says the drug has been registered by the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, and will be rolled out as part of government's HIV prevention portfolio. Dr. Muchima explains that lenacapavir is administered once every 6 months and provides protection for the same period, adding that the approval underscores Zambia's commitment to ending HIV as a public health threat by 2030 and builds on the earlier introduction of another long-acting injectable, cabotegravir, launched in February 2024. He further highlighted that the approval of the injectable ARV will lessen public health implications in a country that records about 30,000 new HIV infections each year, particularly among adolescent girls and young women. Dr. Muchima has directed the ministry's HIV program and the National AIDS Council to design delivery models that extend access beyond conventional health facilities and that the drug be provided free of charge to all eligible Zambians. Patriotic Front, PF members of parliament, have officially endorsed Mporokoso lawmaker Brian Mundubile, as their presidential candidate ahead of the party's general conference in preparation for the 2026 general elections. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, FARA MP Emmanuel Tembo, who spoke on behalf of the endorsing lawmakers, say that after careful consideration, they believe Mr. Mundubile is the most suitable candidate to succeed former late President Edgar Lungu. Mr. Tembo has described Mr. Mundubile as a humble and reasonable leader with political and governance experience, a listening ear, and a commitment to implementing the party manifesto and continuing programs left from 2021 when the party lost power. The FARA parliamentarian, flanked by other MPs, has emphasized that Mr. Mundubile has consistently demonstrated strong leadership in both political roles and within the legal fraternity. He has further urged all presidential aspirants to unite after the general conference highlighting that party unity is crucial for progress. The MPs that have endorsed Mr. Mundubile include Chiluvi MP Fuve Mulenga, Mambilima MP Jean Chisenga, Malole MP Robert Kalimi, Wacha MP Sidney Mshanga, Masaiti MP Michael Katambo, Mpika MP Francis Kapyanga, and Mandevu MP Christopher Shakafuswa, among others.
We the undersigned members of parliament, being 39 in number, therefore announced that we endorse Honorable Brian Muntaya, Member of Parliament from Porongos, former Minister of Northern Province, former Government Chief Whip, former leader of the opposition, as the person to take over from our late President Dr. Edgar Changwalungu, as our 2026 presidential candidate for the Patriotic Front. We therefore unreservedly and unconditionally endorse the candidature for the forthcoming party general conference.
The Zambia Police Service has destroyed 3,000 firearms that were collected from the public during the 2025 firearms amnesty. Speaking at the event held at Lilai Police Training College in Osaka this morning, Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu said the firearms comprise 21 voluntarily surrendered, 233 forfeited through the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, and 2,746 forfeited through the Zambia Police Service. In a speech read for him by Ministry Permanent Secretary Dickson Matembo, Mr. Mwimbu added that the huge number of firearms indicates a powerful demonstration of collaboration between the Zambia Police, other government institutions, and the community, reflecting a collective resolve to rid society of illegal firearms and promote lasting peace. Mr. Mwimbu has called on citizens to legalize any firearms in their possession in accordance with the law, emphasizing that this is not only a legal obligation but a civic duty.
The destruction of 3,000 firearms today is far more than a symbolic act. It is a powerful demonstration of collaboration between the Zambia Police Service, other government institutions, and members of the community. It reflects our collective resolve to rid our society of illegal firearms and promote lasting peace.
Meanwhile, Inspector General of Police Graphael Musamba, in a speech read for him by Deputy Inspector General in charge of General Operations Fred Mwamba, reiterated the police's commitment to ensuring peace and security. The amnesty exercise was flagged off on the 1st of September 2025 and concluded on the 20th of October 2025. The National Biosafety Authority, NBA, has between January and October 2025 issued 32 non-genetically modified organisms GMO certificates, 6 import permits, 29 market placement approvals for GMO products, 17 transit permits, and 9 research permits aimed at ensuring compliance with biosafety regulations in the country. Speaking during a media briefing in Kabwe this morning, NBA Communications Officer Sandra Lombe said the authority remains committed to promoting the safe use, handling, transfer, and release of GMOs and related products to safeguard human health, protect the environment, and preserve biodiversity. Ms. Lombe explained that the authority is also conducting sensitization programs with various stakeholders to enhance public understanding of biotechnology and ensure that biosafety standards are upheld across all sectors. She further urged the public and businesses dealing in GMO-related products to obtain the necessary permits from the authority before importing or trading such items on the Zambian market. Among the companies granted permits this year are Cold Chain Zambia Limited and Abdim's Sales and Distribution Limited, which have been authorized to import GMO-containing products such as assorted potato and corn crisps and Hungry Lion chip spices.
So we are aware of the background, how we came back, when we had a crisis at some point, the drought and the country had received some donations, which was genetically and modified, and at that point, because of lack of capacity, that product reduced. And later on, we had the biotechnology policy coming into place, then we had the app.